Hello and welcome into this Monday edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast. Mark Congleton here, your sometimes humble host for this usually around an hour of observation, insight, and absurdity. But today, not so much. It's going to be a hit and run really quick. It's going to be a short version of the Daily Perspective Podcast due to an unexpected change in scheduling that happened over the weekend. I had another session set up for 1:30 this afternoon, and due to some equipment changes at that studio, I need to be there about 10 o'clock this morning, so I can we can work out exactly the last little details about feeding audio different directions and the like, in order to make it all work the way we all need it to work, because the Dawson Now podcast has added some cameras, and we will be using those cameras on a podcast hookup for the first time. And everything was put in place over the weekend, and I haven't seen any of it. And it went on through the day, late into the night last night, when things were getting finalized, and well into the evening last night, getting finalized. And I was, you know, kind of following the text thread, not a Twitter feed, but the text thread, going back and forth to exploring how things are supposed to work, and figuring out how to get audio from one place to another, and such. And because of the way things have worked in the past, we had things set up a specific way for dealing with guests who would be guests via Skype or Zoom or some other remote access software. And it was working fairly well as things like that can be, because I got to be honest with you, I just hate the way things like that sound. I don't like Skype. I'm not a big fan of Zoom, and I would much prefer to do things another way if it's all just audio. But it's nice, really nice, to have that video feed, to be able to look at the face of the person you're talking to. If you're sitting in a studio in one part of the world and talking to somebody in another part of the world, you can either treat it like a phone call, or you can treat it like a face-to-face meeting. And a face-to-face meeting, if it's possible, is always the choice that's made, because that way you can see each other smile at things, you can get each other's jokes, you can, you know what I mean. It's just better face-to-face, which is why FaceTime and things like that are so popular, because people love to see each other. You love to, and you're doing a lot of that today, aren't you? You're FaceTiming with your friends and relatives. You're using video chat services of some kind to get together, because you like to be able to see each other, and you like to see the grandchildren, and you like to see the pets, and you like, you know, this kind of thing. All that stuff is going on, and you like being able to see each other. So there you have it. You've got video chatting, and it's everywhere today. It's everywhere. And so when you're doing a podcast and you have a guest who is in a different city, a different state, a different country, then you want to hook up with video if at all possible, so you can see each other's faces while you chat. And we've been doing that a specific way, but now that we're adding cameras to the mix, more than one camera, so we'll have a couple of cameras in the studio, and there'll be one sitting in the control room looking at my scruffy mug, and we're setting it up for YouTube, because Scott Dawson's goal is to make things happen on YouTube and on Facebook Live and such. So today will be the first time we do that. And I'm not sure exactly how things are going or what the exact expectations are, but the Zoom meeting where we record everything starts at 1:30 this afternoon. And I'm going to be there about 10, but I think I have it figured out. I think I have it because of things that I've used in the past. And the way things are set up now, I think I can combine a couple of things and make it work. And you may be thinking, well, if it's worked before, why not work now? Because now we're adding another computer. We're adding a switcher. We're adding other gear into the mix. And in order to feed the studio audio to the guest, I have to send a separate feed to that separate computer. And in order to get the audio from the guest back into my mix so that I can record the audio version of the podcast, then I have to have the guest audio fed from that computer back to me. And in order to do that, you have to set up a set of mix minus feeds, and I just went over your head, most likely. Unless you're one of my friends who's been in the broadcast business for a while, you probably didn't get mix minus. What is that? It's a mix minus is the entire mix minus the person on the other end. And radio stations do that all the time. When they go live with somebody, the person on the other end of the phone hears all of the microphones in the radio studio, and they probably hear the music, they probably hear everything when they go live, but they don't hear themselves coming back down the line, like everybody on the radio, listening to the radio, hears. That is the mix minus the phone caller. And that's the way this works as well. So we're gonna get creative and use a little rogue Amiga software and a couple of USB devices and make a couple of mix minus miracles happen today. And hopefully things will work properly. We'll see. we will see how everything works out. And I might let you know about it tomorrow. I don't know how your weekend went, but here in the state of Alabama, in the beautiful Southlands of the United States of America, Governor Kay Ivey declared on Friday that we would be going into a lockdown here. There is now a quarantine in place. There is a curfew, so to speak, in place. It's a 24-hour-a-day deal where unless you are working at a facility on a list of approved services, what they're calling essential services, then you have got to keep your happy little hiney home and stick around the house. And I noticed that Friday or Saturday during the day, the Dollar General nearby us, we have one very close by, and which, by the way, so does almost everybody, because you can't go anywhere without stumbling over a Dollar General nowadays. But the one at the foot of the hill, down the hill from our neighborhood, was very busy. And it's been a lot busier lately. I've spoken of this before. It's been a lot busier lately than it has been in the past. And so I knew it was busy Saturday during the day. And then yesterday, Sunday, I'm recording this Monday, the 6th day of April 2020, by the way, in case you're listening to this at a future time. I was curious, since I couldn't leave the house, I couldn't go anywhere because I don't have the valid need to go anywhere unless I'm going to work. And I actually have a letter that I've got in my little gear bag. I've got a letter in case I get pulled over. Yes, I'm going to work at this place. I've got a thing to do today. And unless I'm going to work, I can't, we can't leave. You can get out in your yard if you want to, I guess. So I walked out to the deck, set up the drone, put it in the air, and decided to do some exploring yesterday, and flew over to the DG, and it looked almost as busy as it did the day before. Lots of people going to the DG, shopping. But then right after 6 o'clock, I flew again, and it was a wasteland, nothing. And my wife commented that it sure did get quiet after 5 o'clock, because 5 o'clock Saturday, 5 p.m. Saturday was the deadline. You had to be home unless you were working in an essential business or service. You have to be home. You can't go anywhere. And so she took the dog out to do her business and came back in and said, "Wow, it's quiet out there." And today she said, "This is like some sci-fi movie. This is really strange. It's very strange." And she's right. It is strange. Now, there are people out and about. I heard vehicles passing by yesterday, even though we're in a lockdown. And there are people doing things. But it is very strange for this little activity to be going on. I almost desperately want to take the drone downtown Birmingham and fly today and look at all of the stuff that's not going on. I want to see the level of traffic. I may put the drone in the car today and fly from the studio location, which is near a very busy highway, and see what it looks like. Just for grins, just to see. But yesterday, I got some flying in. When I went over and looked at Dollar General, that was part of the flight, the drone flight. And then, I decided to go explore the countryside, and I got some beautiful video with the sun about to set and the lush green. Everything is turning green, and it's absolutely gorgeous here. And everything's been so bare for so long. It's just been sad. And now everything is green, and it's that springtime green, you know, that vibrant, we're back green. It's just gorgeous. And the ponds and the lakes are shimmering in the sunlight. And I got some really pretty video of the countryside, and I was working on it into the evening last night, and my poor little MacBook Pro is just not up to editing 4K anymore. And I'm learning DaVinci Resolve, another program and for editing, and it was painful last night. Anyway, I got some beautiful footage, some absolutely beautiful footage. And that was from late yesterday. Earlier yesterday, on the earlier flight, when it looked like, by the way, on that flight, it looked like Dollar General was about as busy as it is on a normal day, almost as busy, or a recent normal day, I should say. But on the earlier flight yesterday, I lost connection with the drone, which is a frightening thing. Now, I fly a DJI Mavic Pro. It's not the current model. It's the first model. And DJI has been smart enough to build return to home functions into their devices so that you can tap a button on the remote control and you don't have to fly your drone back to the point of takeoff. It will come back using GPS up, you know, like 18 satellites. It calculates its position and comes home. And the same thing will happen if it loses contact. Thank goodness. Because early yesterday afternoon, I lost contact. And I couldn't get contact back. And I was in a panic. And my understanding was that the drone is supposed to wait for a very short amount of time and then go into return to home mode. Just bang, it's very quickly. And I wasn't hearing the drone coming. I wasn't seeing it up in the sky anywhere. I was getting nervous. I pulled my phone out. I did some research. I found some forum posts about having this issue with connections dropping. And somebody said they couldn't get it to reconnect until they completely shut their remote controller off, powered it all the way down, and then powered it back up again, which I thought, that's a frightening thought. But it's not working anyway, so let's try that. And that's exactly what I did. I powered it down, powered it back up again, and as soon as it came up, bing, it says coming home, and the drone was on its way. Later, when I looked at the video, the drone sat, hung in the air, in one place, over a lake, about 3/4 of a mile away from my house. It hung in the air for 5 solid minutes in one place before it decided, maybe I better go home. That 5 minutes was unnerving for me. It really was, because I was thinking, I don't have the money to replace this. But in the end, it came back. All is well. I think I've got the problem licked, and I got some beautiful video from yesterday. And hopefully, in the next couple of days, I'll have that video finished, and I'll put it up on my YouTube channel, and I'll give you a link to it so you can see what the countryside here in lovely Village Springs, Alabama, looks like, because it's really, really pretty. Really pretty. If I were a bird, I'd be very, very happy to live here. Well, look, I know it's short. It's a very short podcast today, but I've got a lot of stuff to do here before I leave. I've got some testing to do, some proving to do, and then I've got to bug out. So God bless you. Have a good Monday. We'll see you back here for the Tuesday edition of the Daily Perspective tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Oh, we're done.